CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A group of parents says they're frustrated by what they're calling a drawn-out investigation into issues at Westville Senior Primary School. They staged a protest outside the premises 3 months ago, demanding the suspension of the principal who'd been accused of misconduct. According to Teachers Union Aptosa, more than 50 complaints had been filed since 2013, including allegations of administrative negligence and the misappropriation of funds. The union says the principal was placed on precautionary suspension, but returned to duty after a review. It says it's open to revisiting the matter if new evidence is brought forward. This parent says the department's missed its June deadline to get back to them.
In May, we did a protest, and a week after that, the DOE called for a meeting with the parents of our school and told us what they were doing and going to do about it. And in that moment, they promised that all investigations will be completed and reports delivered to the SGB by the 12th of June. They scheduled a meeting with our SGB last week Thursday and brought no reports with them. So it just seems like nothing has been done.
Meanwhile, KZN Education spokesperson Musi Mashambi says the department scheduled a meeting with the school community later this month.
We have written to the school governing body, giving them a new management plan with the new proposed dates as to when we are going to meet them for a report back and when we are going to meet the parents' body. We are okay with the manner in which the process is moving.
KZN Transport says it's still trying to locate the family of a trucker who died in a horrific crash on the north coast. Five other people lost their lives on the N2 on Saturday. Newswatch's Nonguhle Malinga reports.
The sugar truck collided with their car on the route between Amatikulu and Dogodweni. The impact left vehicles severely damaged. Emergency crews worked for hours to recover the body of the driver from beneath the twisted wreckage of his truck. The victims in the car were from Dwedwe and were travelling to Ngutu for a traditional ceremony. They'll be laid to rest this weekend. KZN Transport, meanwhile, says they're still trying to find the family of the truck driver. Nonguhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And Thailand's royal family has given an update on the condition of the king's eldest daughter, who has been hospitalized for more than 2 years. Princess Bajrakitiaba has been unconscious since falling ill due to heart problems in 2022. Royal officials say she's now receiving treatment to stabilize her blood pressure because of a severe blood infection. Known in Thailand as Princess Ba, the 46-year-old is the eldest daughter of King Maha and the only child from his first marriage. She was appointed to a senior role in his bodyguard command a year before she was hospitalized. Another look at our lead story. A group of parents says they're frustrated by what they're calling a drawn-out investigation into issues at Westville Senior Primary School. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.